The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am merely baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loose the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is good news from the Lord. We begin the new church year with this feast of the baptism of Jesus. Now, baptism, as you probably know, is the initiation rite for the Christian religion. And it became so from the very beginning because of Jesus himself submitting to it. Now, first we should say that you should know this was an offbeat ritual created by John the Baptist down by the riverside. There was nothing orthodox or mainline about it. In fact, John the Baptist was from a priestly family, and there were very clear rituals of circumcision and ritual offerings that you had to go through to be initiated into Judaism. And Jesus follows this, what at that time was a very offbeat, nature-based ritual of the pouring of water. And he goes down, joining the crowds, and lo and behold, he even submits to it himself. The reason the gospel uses the word submit is because it wasn't something that you normally did. And he was presumably greater than John the Baptist. Why would he go along with someone else's ritual? That's just a little background. But let me tell you what happened in our history. By the 4th century, most of Europe was nominally Catholic. We were the only game in town at that time. Everybody was Catholic, or you weren't Christian at all in Europe. Everybody in Spain was Catholic. Everybody in Italy, everybody in France, they were all Catholic. So what we started doing, instead of making it, as we see here in Jesus, an adult conscious decision, we just started baptizing babies. That began already in the 4th century. So by the time you and I came along, this is the norm. You bring your little babies, usually in the first weeks after they're born, and we pour water over their head. Of course, the baby knows nothing about what's happening. So what happened is it became a rather magical action. Because there was no consciousness, there was no awareness, there was no choice. And we must be honest, that has not served us well. And, you know, they say the sign of a mature person and a mature institution is when you can criticize yourself. And that is one area where Catholicism surely must be criticized. Because an awful lot of Catholics, let's be honest, are just on cruise control, right? They're only Catholics because they were born Hispanic or Italian or French or German, or because their parents were Catholic. We never, in many cases, had to do what the Protestants call, maybe you don't like it, but there's some wisdom in it, a personal decision for Jesus Christ. A personal, conscious choice that Jesus is your leader, your teacher, you try to imitate him, you try to follow him, you try to be faithful to him. Let's be honest, most Catholics aren't even comfortable talking about their faith. The Protestants put us to shame here. Now, maybe you say, well, they talk about it too much. But at least they aren't afraid of publicly admitting their relationship with Jesus. Where maybe, to be honest, we're not so sure about it. We just go to church. You see, if you don't have a conscious initiation rite, the whole thing starts deteriorating. You got to get the beginning right. And the initiation rite is, let's describe it by some different words. It's the moment of realization, of enlightenment. The moment where you wake up, I hope it's happened someday in your life, where you say, I get it. The first baptism is merely of water. The second, Jesus describes, the one that he's going to give is with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire, where you come to conscious awareness, to conscious choice, where you say, this is how I want to live my life. And brothers and sisters, we all have to ask that question. Are you here simply because your parents were here? Are you Catholic simply because you were baptized as a little baby? Or was there ever a moment of enlightenment, of fire, of conscious realization, my God, God is real. And God is in me, and God is with me, and God is for me. And now, henceforth, I want to be for this one who is first of all for me. That's the only way Christianity or Catholicism or any denomination is ever reformed and renewed. Otherwise, we pretty much just go along for the ride. So we hope you're not here for the ride, because it isn't really that exciting a ride. I mean, if you've ever been to most Protestant churches, they sing much better than we do, much better. They all actually hold their books and sing. I'm not going to make any judgments, but you know, half of you don't even lift up the book. That's a little indicator. I'm just along for the ride. The priest does all the work, and I watch him do his thing. Well, don't watch me do my thing. This is our thing. And I'm honored to be your leader in some ways at this simple hour at the beginning of the week. But if you're not into this, if you don't really have a sense of having met Jesus and love Jesus and have committed your life to Jesus, this whole thing doesn't make a bit of sense. And it doesn't work. And it will never change the world.